Now, the one who protects us all from prattling prognosticators and perfidious pundits.
I say, America, stay out the bushes.
Look for the Union Naval.
And to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government.
From my cold, dead hands.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
It's time for the Alan Nathan Show. Here he is, the longest-running nationally syndicated centrist host in the country, Alan Nathan.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome aboard. I'm ever yours, Alan Nathan, the militant moderate. Thank you so much for joining us. If this is your virgin voyage, hey, allow me to share with you our mantra. Folks, we want the Republicans out of our bedroom, the Democrats out of our wallets, and both out of our First and Second Amendment rights. We feel there exists this cavernous gap separating the two orthodoxies, and that it's a gap comprised of many degree-thinking people who can argue quite passionately in shades of gray. And to that end, each and every show, we have fine guests to help best illustrate this point. Today, guess what? No exception. Also, if you wish to hook up with us on the web, it's www.alannathan.com. Don't forget that email address, alan@alannathan.com. That's A-L-A-N. Coming at you live and strong each and every Monday through Friday. At this time, don't forget the classic Alan Nathan Show, Saturdays, 6 to 7 p.m. And overnight Sunday mornings, 3 to 4, all times Eastern. We are indeed a Main Street Radio Network production. Please check us out at mainstreetradionetwork.com. Feel free to avail yourselves of our nascent but always robust Twitter and Facebook options that we have there for you. And, of course, with great dispatch and alacrity, we love to thank our distributor, the Salem Radio Network. That's right. The Alan Nathan Show is entering its 28th year of national syndication, all thanks to you, reaching about 800 towns and cities across a couple of hundred radio station broadcasts each week. Again, all thanks to you. And by the way, I don't care if you're part of the authoritarian left or perpetually clueless right. Please get out of the thought control business. Also, a quick shout-out not only to the great stations who've been taking me for well over 2.5 decades, but also these podcast networks picking us up as well, whether it's Listen Notes, Amazon Music, Amazon Music UK, Amazon Music India, Italy, go on and on. Apple, of course, always wonderful to be on Spotify as well. Thank you very much. Of course, CRN Talk has been taking us for years. You can check us out on crntalk.com, their network unto themselves. They carry us on their Channel 4. They also carry us via Roku. So, again, thank you to one and all. But without a doubt, without my audience, none of these things would be possible. We have before us a plethora of challenges, as you may have heard. The DOJ is criminally investigating sociopathic California Senator Adam Schiff. Why? For allegedly committing years-long falsifying of bank records to secure more favorable loan payments, for which, by the way, he was otherwise not eligible. So what's next for this sewer-dwelling stool sample, I ask you? Also, saying, quote, it would make us all look bad, unquote, Crowds on Demand CEO Adam Swart turned down, apparently, a $20 million contract for Democrats, or I should say from Democrats, or a Democrat group. Why? Because they wanted to coordinate national protests against Trump in a way that would, quote, unquote, make them all look bad. So even the guy who's the founder of Crowds on Demand and is always happy to, you know, throw out these rent-a-protest people whenever the Democrats want, would not go along with this particular exercise because he has the feeling it would just make all Democrats look bad, not just his company, but everybody. Now, given the party's latest 19% approval rating, does Mr. Swart have a point? Also, Communist Democrat New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani's plans to defund the police and remove private property rights will naturally kill public safety and commerce. So how can he elevate the very lives he would be batting down? Because that's what he supposedly wants to do. That's his ostensive goal. That's ostensibly his goal, to raise the lives of all New Yorkers. But can you really do that when you're taking away the very machine necessary for anybody to pursue their dream career? That requires commerce, and commerce is capitalism. You need it to expand wealth, you dumbass. Anyway, without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce new friend of the show, none other than Elaine Culotti, real estate mogul who starred in Discovery Plus's Undercover Billionaire. She was profiled by Newsmax and featured in Breitbart for her criticism of how California handled the wildfires. She's also considering a gubernatorial run in response. Elaine, good to have you on board. How are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
I love this show so much.
You're from California. You've heard about what's happened with Adam Schiff. I would be guilty of talk host malpractice if I didn't ask you about your opinion concerning this guy, because apparently Federal Housing Finance Agency Director, one William Pulte, the guy made a formal complaint to the DOJ about Adam Schiff's alleged mortgage fraud. Apparently, FHFA Director Pulte specifically claims that, quote, based on media reports, Mr. Adam B. Schiff has, in multiple instances, falsified bank documents and property records to acquire more favorable loan terms, impacting payments from 2003 to 2019 for a Potomac, Maryland-based property. Now, of course, the senator asserts that these allegations are all a distraction to keep the public from noticing the failures of the Trump administration. But I got to ask you, how will that defense fly in the face of the treasure trove of documents which apparently illustrate Schiff committing the crimes for which he's been exposed? Your take on this?
Well, my take on it is a lot of people in Washington, D.C. that are working in D.C. and have, you know, homes in D.C. are taking advantage of the FHA and the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all the loans that are available on mortgages that are given to you at a discount if you're in your home state. This also happened with Letitia James, I believe, is the other person that they busted on the, you know, homesteading discounted interest rate. And if these guys are doing it, everyone can do it. And what they're saying is, shame on you, Donald Trump, for your real estate dealings, but not shame on me. Double standard. It's always a double standard when it comes to these politicians because they can cover their tracks, and Adam Schiff is no different.
Well, the thing with Trump, though, is that he was getting loans based on his asserted value of his property. And that 100%. Is something that, and that's 100%. Something that, but that's something everybody does when it comes to, if you buy a
Correct.
Car, if
You're
you buy
right.
a car and you have a trade in, you will naturally attach to a greater value than will the dealership. And then you go back and forth and come to an agreement. With Trump's loans, with the bank with whom he was dealing, and I forgot
that. It was private money. You know, the bank decides to do, to lend. Deutsche Bank, I think it might have been.
I was about to say, you're absolutely correct. It's Deutsche Bank.
These are federally subsidized loans.
Different
and
theme.
You get a discount in your interest, and you're stealing right. money from taxpayers, the taxpayers you represent.
Because you're falsely asserting a home to be a primary one when it's not, which actually also
Correct.
Runs into violation of election law, because you're supposed to have as your primary residence a place that exists in the state that you represent or the district you represent if you're a congressman. And he was a congressman, and he had a California home, and for electoral purposes he was claiming that to be his primary residence. But for ineligible financial breaks, he was falsely claiming his Maryland home in Potomac to also be a primary residence. What do you see happening? You're a real estate mogul of sorts. You have a heavy background in this area. What do you see happening?
You mean the rules for thee, but not for me?
Precisely. I mean, they got him red-handed is my point. What I'm saying, though, is they got him red-handed, and it's a Trump DOJ going after Schiff, who made it his business to shame Trump over that which he himself was actually embodying.
I think it's insane to me that we can't catch this before it happens. I mean, the fact that they have to, like, swear in. They have to swear that they haven't lied on documents. And they all, it's not just the fact that they did the dirty deed, but when they swore in that they've never done anything like that, they say that they haven't. It's perjury. They swear in. You swear in that you haven't done something like that when you did. So
clearly
like
we see Pam Bondi. Do you see Attorney General Pam Bondi going after this with greater seriousness than would have been the case with her predecessor?
I definitely, well, anything's better than our predecessor. They didn't go after anything. I think that the Trump administration is slowly moving through all of the dirty deeds that were done to him when he was in court for 3 years. In other words, they're like, well, how do people even think this stuff up? They obviously have done it themselves. I mean, some of these crimes that they came up with, how could you even think that up? So
yeah,
I
and
feel,
if what he's going
like
back at are, and if what he's responding to are genuinely provable crimes that were visited upon him, just because he's going to be getting a little pound of flesh doesn't invalidate the validity of the cause or the pursuit, does it? I mean, I can feel good about you being held legally responsible for some criminal act you may have visited upon me, but just because I feel good about it doesn't negate the credibility of you being held accountable. Isn't that fair to say?
100%. I mean, if you want to claim two residences, there needs to be a rule or a law change that says you can do that. But this goes back a long way. It's not just mortgages. It's also stock trading. There's a lot of rules that have been brought into play. Then they were in play and you weren't allowed to stock trade or you weren't allowed to take these mortgages. And then all of a sudden, like, they vote them out. And they vote them out when they're in office and they take a window, take advantage of it, and then they put it back into play when they leave. I don't know.
Yeah, there's got to be something. There's got to be greater legal peril. There's got to be more peril than just electoral peril. Otherwise, people are incentivized to violate what would otherwise be criminal behavior on the part of any of us, but not for them because of their position on Capitol Hill. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to The Alan Nathan Show right here on the Main Street Radio Network.
Power demand and load growth is not a future problem. It's happening today. And that's coming from a number of sources, including AI and data centers, reshoring and manufacturing, as well as electrification of the economy. That means we're going to need all the resources we can possibly gather in order to power the system today and going forward. That will include dispatchable resources like nuclear, natural gas, and even the existing coal fleet, used in tandem with resources like wind, solar, and battery storage that are energy resources that need supplements from the dispatchable resources. In addition, it's important that policymakers shrink the delta between aspirational policy goals and operational realities of the electric system. In doing so, we can mitigate costs and empower the market to deliver least cost solutions for consumers. If you want more information about these issues and more issues involving energy, go to epsa.org.
Self-care isn't just candles and bubble baths anymore. It's smart techie tools that actually help you feel better. And I've got five Renfo picks that are all on sale for Prime Day. First, the mini thermal massage gun, compact, powerful, and the head heats up to 114 degrees Fahrenheit to melt away muscle tension and soreness anywhere on the go. For tired eyes, the Iris 1 and the Iris 3 eye massagers use heat, compression, and Bluetooth music. The Iris 3 even has voice control and a cooling gel mask to fight screen fatigue and puffiness. Then there's the smart tape measure. It connects to your phone and tracks 18 body measurements, so you can actually see your progress over time. And last but not least, the new Renfo Shiatsu foot massager. Total 360-degree compression, deep kneading, soothing heat, and it's even FSA HSA eligible. They're all discounted right now for Prime Day on Amazon, so grab them before they're gone. Search Renfo on Amazon to snag deals nearly 50% off.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. I'm yours, Alan Nathan, the militant moderate. Once again, this is the Oasis for those who have an aversion to the left, right, black, white, two-dimensional approach. Absolutely delighted you could be with us, covering a number of things. The DOJ is criminally investigating sociopathic California Senator Adam Schiff. Why? For allegedly committing years-long falsifying of bank records to secure more favorable loan payments for which he was otherwise not eligible. So what's next for this sewer-dwelling stool sample, huh? What's up next? Also saying, quote, it would make us look bad, make us all look bad, quote-unquote, Crowds on Demand CEO Adam Swart turned down a $20 million contract from Democrats to coordinate national protests against Trump. Now, given the party's latest 19% approval rating, does the guy have a point? Also, Communist Democrat New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani's plans to defund the police and remove private property rights shall most assuredly and naturally kill public safety and commerce. So how is it possible for him to fulfill his promise to elevate the very lives he would actually be batting down? One thing going viral is his comments about how we don't really need police to respond to domestic violence. Yeah, you got a woman cowering in a bathroom with her kids because her boyfriend or her husband decides to take a Here's Johnny axe to the bathroom door and come after them. But, oh, we don't need police. We need social workers to drop by and say, is this really the most constructive way to spend our time? No, you need some folks in blue to beat the crap out of the guy as they drag him away from the woman whose life he was about to take, or maybe the kids as well. This guy's an idiot. And I'm a New Yorker, okay? I was born upstate New York. I was raised in Queens. I worked in New York City. I love the city that once was. Now, it's a toilet. It's just a massive compendium of walking pieces of excrement, making horribly bad choices. It's no wonder folks are leaving in droves. What the hell happened to my once phenomenal city? Anyway, without further ado, we have assisting in the opining and analyzing Michael Hahn, president of digital strategy and operations at Frontline Strategies. He was the social media director for President Trump's 2016 and 2020 campaigns. Michael, good to have you back. Thanks so much for joining us. I want to talk with you a little bit about Adam Schiff, though, because here's a guy who is now proven to be the embodiment of what he was ostensibly blaming Trump for doing, and that is engaged in real estate fraud. Trump simply attached a value to his assets when pursuing a loan with Deutsche Bank, much the same as you and I might attach a value to our used car trade-in when we want to buy a new one. We think it's worth something. The dealership thinks it's maybe worth less. And then we hem and haw and we come to an agreement. That's pretty much what happened with Deutsche Bank and Trump. There was nothing underhanded about it. However, Adam Schiff was falsely claiming a Maryland address to be his primary residence when, in fact, he had already claimed as a primary residence his California home, because that's something he's required to do as someone politically representing the people of that fair state. How do you see this unfolding, Michael?
Well, good morning or good afternoon, depending on where your listeners are. Look, Adam Schiff is a man with no conscience, no soul. He's a vile human being. I think anyone with eyes and ears over the last 10 years could tell you that. That is the exact type of profile of a person who would be willing to commit a crime like this. He's also been so emboldened by the deep state in D.C. to be able to commit crimes because all he does is oppose Trump, and that's exactly what the deep state wants. So he's been protected for the longest time. Adam Schiff, after 2020, went after a lot of my friends, including myself, with the sham January 6th committee, simply just for working with the president of the United States. He drained people's bank accounts, had them pay legal bills that they couldn't afford. sleepless nights, families tortured, all for political purposes, and all the while he's been committing mortgage financial crimes right under our nose, and the Biden administration refused to look into it at all. So look, I hope Adam Schiff gets everything that's coming for him. He's a terrible person, terrible human being, and it doesn't shock me at all that he's committed crimes of this magnitude.
Fast forwarding a bit, FHFA Director Pulte received a memo from Fannie Mae, their financial crimes investigations unit, finding that Senator Schiff had committed, quote, a sustained pattern of possible occupancy misrepresentation on 5 Fannie Mae loans. I want to thank the Fox reporters Daniel Wallace and Peter Ducey for their reporting on this. But here's the rub. Schiff was, and still is, supposed to have his primary residence in California. However, then Congressman Schiff fraudulently claimed in an affidavit that his and his wife's Potomac, Maryland home was their primary residence, while also claiming that status for his California house. Now, assuming these records are accurate, it appears that Schiff would have not only committed mortgage fraud, but election fraud as well, for having claimed adherence to the residency requirements for those holding public office, for falsely claiming adherence. How much legal peril is this guy in?
Well, look, he ripped the page out of the Letitia James playbook in New York, right? And she did the same exact thing here. So I don't understand how an elected official from California is able to claim primary residence in Maryland. And I'll tell you exactly why he did it. He did it because he gets favorable interest loans on primary residences. Anyone that's bought a house knows that if it's your primary residence, your interest rates look better as opposed to a secondary house. So he lied to get a favorable mortgage and loan rate. It's a federal crime. It could be punishable by up to 30 years, I believe. So he could be in some real serious trouble.
And well, he's not facing the DOJ of the previous administration. He's facing the DOJ of a Trump administration. This is Pam Bondi, who, by the way, has a granular grasp of her duties because, unlike so many of her predecessors, she was actually a two-term state attorney general from Florida. So she has the intellectual and academic wherewithal to know exactly what to do in pursuit of this guy, which is why I ask, is it fair to say that he is probably in far more serious legal peril than he might right now believe, or am I being overly zealous in my prediction?
I think the DOJ, they have the muster, they have the evidence right in front of them. It'd be a foolish case for them not to prosecute. It's laid out plain and simple. And as Adam Schiff said, for years and years, nobody is above the law, and that would also include the senator from California.
Loving it, loving it. Now, let me ask you this. What do you think will be the political fallout for the Democrats, if any? He goes away. A Democrat governor is just going to reappoint another Democrat senator. It's not like it's going to shift the balance in the Senate. But what it will do is cast a pall over a good part of the Democrat Party, or am I being overly sanguine in that?
Well, look, I don't think anyone in America is going to cry foul over Adam Schiff. I don't think he's done anything for the American people where they would care enough about him going to jail. But I think that, you know, President Trump fought for the American people. It was a totally different type of reaction. And that's the type of outfalling that you saw with the election. I think when the evidence is laid out plain and simple, no one's going to really care about Adam Schiff.
No, they will not. If you're just chatting with, if you're just joining us right now, folks, we're on with Michael Hahn. He was social media director for President Trump's 2016 and 2020 campaigns. Michael, if you can, hang on the line for just a moment, folks. You're listening to The Alan Nathan Show right here on the Main Street Radio Network. Going to be right back.
Summer can be a nonstop sprint for busy families. Between camps, road trips, and backyard barbecues, meals and snacks need to be quick, convenient, and kid-friendly. Lifestyle expert Yvette Rios has tips from the dairy aisle.
June is National Dairy Month, and dairy is a summertime lifesaver. So whether it's string cheese in a cooler, yogurt cups on the go, or even cottage cheese, these grab-and-go staples fuel kids without without slowing parents down. Refrigerated doughs are another smart pick.
According to new research from the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association, 77% of parents turn to dairy for convenient, kid-friendly summer solutions.
There are so many simple ways to build out a meal with dairy. Pasta salads with shredded cheese, veggie trays with ranch or sour cream dips, cottage cheese bowls topped with fruit and eggs for easy breakfast or protein-packed snacks.
To get more meal ideas and snack inspiration, visit easyhomemeals.com. That's easyhomemeals.com.
It's a well-known fact that guys often skip the doctor when they're sick and delay important health screenings. During Men's Health Month in June, encourage the men in your life to break that bad habit and take charge of their health. Vince Dorsey, a pharmacist and director of medical communications at Esperion Therapeutics, says a great way to start is with a cholesterol test.
The best defense is a good offense. High cholesterol has no symptoms. That's why it's called the silent killer. Don't put it off. Get your cholesterol tested and know your family's health history. You may not realize it, but high cholesterol can be an inherited genetic condition, putting otherwise healthy people, even in their 20s, at risk for heart disease. If you have high LDL or bad cholesterol, it is best to address this as soon as possible. There are ways to lower these levels, reducing your risk of heart attack or stroke.
If you or someone you love has high LDL cholesterol, your doctor may recommend lifestyle changes and medication to keep it in check. Visit heart.org to learn more.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Every year is Alan Nathan, the militant moderate. Once again, this is The Oasis for those who have an aversion to the left, right, black, white, two-dimensional approach. We'll be covering a number of issues. One of them is how this Crowds on Demand CEO, Adam Swart, apparently turned down a $20 million gig with this Democrat group because he thought, you know, embracing it would make all of them look bad. This apparently had to do with these national protests against Trump. But I'll tell you what, before I go on with this anymore, let me go ahead and let you hear a bit of this back and forth, and then I'll reintroduce my illustrious guest. You're going to be now hearing a portion of News Nation's The Hill with Brian Enten. And you've got Crowds on Demand CEO Adam Swart revealing that folks involved in the left's Good Trouble Lives On, it's this organization that's putting on these protests, was one he didn't think was worthwhile engaging in. Clip 8, James, if you please.
Have the organizers of the July 17th demonstrations approached you?
Interests aligned with the organizers of the July 17th movement have approached us. And in fact, we rejected an offer that probably is worth around $20 million.
$20 million?
Correct. I mean, this is a nationwide thing, right? It's not to say I would have made $20 million personally, but the value of the contract would have been worth around that amount nationwide to organize huge demonstrations around the country. But personally, I just don't think it's effective. So it's not to, I'm not trying to call myself virtuous for rejecting it. What I'm saying is, I'm saying I'm rejecting it not because I don't want to take the business, but because frankly, this is going to be ineffective. It's going to make us all look bad.
Going to make us all look bad, not just his organization, but the Democrat Party as a whole. So perhaps this is a conclusion he's reached in part because of the 19% approval rating that the Quinnipiac survey has just exposed about the Democrats, or perhaps other things as well. We have assisting in the opining and analyzing, all front of the show again, Michael Hahn, president of digital strategy and operations at Frontline Strategies. He was the social media director for President Trump's 2016 and 2020 campaigns. I say, old friend of the show, with an apology. Michael, I'm sorry, but when I first introduced you today, I said new friend of the show, and it just comes back to me that, indeed, we've had you on in the past, so my apologies.
Okay.
Anyway, it sounds as if Crowds on Demand are reading tea leaves that the vast majority of the Democratic Party has failed to start reading. And it looks as if it's very good news for the Republicans, because as long as they maintain this disconnect between how they are and where they need to change, the better it naturally is for the GOP, yes?
Well, yeah, I think two things here. The CEO of this company is obviously someone with intelligence who knows that he doesn't want his company associated with the Democrat Party, who, like you said, has approval ratings that are absolutely in the toilet, so he's smart on that front. And secondly, he probably watches things like what happened in LA a few weeks ago, and there's probably some real legal liability to having his folks go out there with other left-wing agitators and potentially getting sued when cars are set on fire and businesses are looted and people get arrested. So I think the CEO made a smart call for the sake of his business, and I have a feeling we're going to see these so-called protests get smaller and smaller over the years as more and more companies refuse to fund the protesters to come out and wreak havoc among people, because that's all they are. They're all paid protesters. They're people, normal people, are in their jobs, working, taking care of their families on a Thursday. They're not going out and creating chaos.
Well, yeah, so what they're trying to do is they're trying to simulate an organic public uprising in opposition to Trump, trying to take a page out of his books because they see that crowd surrounding a particular figure gets the attention of a lot of Americans. However, with Trump, his crowds are organic. He's not paying for anybody. They're just coming to see him and hear what he has to say because he's got a message that resonates. But the Democrats, I think, render themselves diminutive in stature on a national scale when they're caught red-handed having to go to these rent-a-protest organizations to simulate support that they cannot otherwise muster. And as we speak, the group that's launching these nationwide protests, again, it's called Good Trouble Lives On. That, by the way, is homage to the late Congressman John Lewis. And I've had the honor of interviewing him on a number of occasions on this show. But he was known for saying, good protest is good trouble. He would refer to that as good trouble. But he was referring to peaceful protests, not the kind of anarchistic crap we saw in L.A. Isn't that fair to say?
Well, it's absolutely fair to say. I mean, like you said, I've had the pleasure of going to hundreds of Trump rallies in 2016 and 2020. Those crowds are completely organic. Those people want to be there. They want to hear what the president has to say. They're respectful. They're some of the best people you'll ever get to meet in your life. These other crowds are just the total opposite. People are paid to be there. They're violent. They're angry. They destroy property. And the only way you're going to get people to turn out for that, I guess, is to pay them.
Yeah, it's exactly it. And it just strikes me as if these anachronistic spasms on such ornate display courtesy of the Democrats can only work for the Republicans' advantage come 2026. Or am I being overly hopeful in that regard?
No, I think it's right. I think when people see this chaos taking place in Democrat cities, they know that the Republican Party is the party of law and order. At the end of the day, I don't even think some of these protesters even know what they're protesting. They're there to just collect a check, create some chaos, and move on to the next thing. These people are they're agitators. The Democrat Party has no message, and this is all they have right now. So all of these funded groups going out causing chaos are just trying to stay relevant in the news because the Republican Party is whooping them at every corner right now when we're getting things like the Big Beautiful Bill passed and President Trump is just checking off his list of accomplishments. So this is all they have. The Republicans need to just keep on delivering and working hard, and we'll see the results in 2026.
Yeah, we saw from a recent poll discussed on CNN where apparently while folks thought that, you know, Trump would be taking a hit on the Jeffrey Epstein issue, the opposite has proven to be true. He actually has, if anything, gained in popular support, at least among the Republicans. With the Democrats, it was a wash. But with the Republicans, he's actually gained in popularity since this entire Jeffrey Epstein flap was exposed, and that, of course, being that the Republicans, after saying there is a lot to see here and the Democrats are covering it up, now that they have a chance to expose the Epstein files, a client list, they're not doing so. Gee, what is President Trump hiding is what the Democrats are now saying, which is a bit of a laugh because if he was hiding anything for himself, then we would have already known about it because if Trump had done anything wrong concerning Epstein, there's no way a Biden White House would have sat on it. You know they would have put that information out there for the 2024 campaign. Would you not agree with me on that?
Well, look, if I was advising the Democrats, I'd let them know that they're making a huge mistake leaning into the Jeffrey Epstein thing. I mean, the fact that people are still reeling from the consequences of a Biden presidency, and that's all they care about, is just completely insane just because they have no message on anything else. So, look, what I'd say to Republicans that I'm advising is President Trump has never let us down. He's been in political life for the last decade at this point, and he hasn't let us down on a single issue. He's always playing 4D chess with the Democrats. So, I mean, just let the whole situation play out.
No, I agree with you.
Buffoons of themselves.
I agree with you. You know what? I think he set them up. I think he set them up. He said, "I know that if I don't come out overtly and push for the Epstein files to be seen, the Democrats will be lured into a false sense of security, thinking that they can demand that which they never have to worry about coming out. And then, lo and behold, look what I'm gazing upon right now, Michael, as we speak. Trump just told Attorney General Bondi, please release whatever files you can on Jeffrey Epstein. Now, we have to remember there are certain court orders that are protecting the innocent who are victims of this animal. But that notwithstanding, sure. It looks as if Trump's about to give the Democrats a wish that I know they'd like to take back. Or am I seeing too much into this, Michael?
No, I think you're right. I think President Trump has been briefed on these files. He knows what's in them. And he's one of the most effective people in the world at getting what he needs to get done accomplished. So I think he's thinking 10 steps ahead. He knows what he's doing. And I think in the next couple of weeks, we'll see all of it play out and hopefully for the better.
Yeah, it just seems as if the Democrats never learned their lesson. They kind of remind me of that show years ago, Dallas, where J.R. was always getting the better of Barnes. You know, he could set him up, you know, whet Barnes's appetite into thinking that, oh, I'm going to finally get J.R., and J.R. would be left laughing at him because he would say, you just fell for my last ploy. You went after it hook, line, and sinker, and now you're stuck in a vulnerable position of your own making and my design. And I think that's what Trump has done with the Democrats repeatedly in the past. Would you not agree?
No, I totally agree. They consistently underestimate this guy, and he overplays them every single time. And I don't think that's going to change for the next 3 years.
No, because the Democrats can't help themselves. They are so one-dimensional in their thinking that they'll always be hoisted with their own petard. Michael Hahn, always a pleasure. Thanks again, folks. You're listening to the Alan Nathan Show right here on the Main Street Radio Network. Thanks again.
We have an active government relations program. They're very much involved in legislative work to not only improve the ADA, but to strengthen enforcement. The bottom line is a law with no enforcement is no law at all. But it's not just about legislative work. It's really just about public education. We want the general public, we want policymakers, we want business owners to understand that they have a role in knocking down barriers and making the world more accessible. We have an active campaign going on right now. Barriers still exist. If you go to our website, pva.org, you can find information about various types of barriers that are out there through our PSAs. We have a petition that we want to send to the United States Congress that calls for improved enforcement of the ADA. And ultimately, we just want to get everyone in the game. We want everyone to have a stake in knocking down the barriers that still exist, because we believe in accessibility for all. To learn more, you can go to pva.org/barriersstillexist.
We know summers are packed with activities, and Whataburger's got you covered with big flavor and big value. For a limited time this summer, you can order more for less with our bigger, better bundles. Just order your favorite Whatameal, and you can add on a bonus meal. You can add on a $4 kids Whatameal, a $5 double meat junior Whatameal, or $6 nine-piece Whata wings. Or if you're just feeding the kids, these bundles work for kids meals too. Just order a kids meal, and you can add on another one for just $4. Really is the perfect way to make sure everyone is fed and happy this summer. We've also got Whataburger's brand new Prickly Pear Raspberry Water Fresher. It's a bright, refreshing mix of zesty lemon, real raspberry, and a hint of prickly pear. If you haven't downloaded the app yet, download it now. We are full on into our summer of savings mode. We've got really special things coming up for our 75th birthday on August 8th. For more information, you can visit Whataburger.com.
National Iced Tea Day is just around the corner, and it's the perfect time to celebrate everyone's favorite summertime beverage. As a tea sommelier, I'm always looking for tea products with high-quality ingredients that are sourced responsibly. When it comes to a bottled tea, my go-to is Tea Java. It's brewed in small batches using quality tea leaves from Java, Indonesia. No sugar, no calories, and no added preservatives. Just a refreshing, authentic tea like I brewed it myself. Tea Java is a must-have this summer. You can learn more at teajava.com.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills. Skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries. From healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today
Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America. Our vets need you.
I'm a quadriplegic. I'm definitely at risk with my diminished lung capacity.
I have MS. I'm in a wheelchair, and I can't leave the house because I have a compromised immune system.
I'm very concerned about, would there be a bed for me? Would there be a ventilator for me? Would I be able to survive something?
It's just heavy. You know, it's a heavy moment. This is a war. This really is.
Our veterans.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Every year is Alan Nathan, the militant moderate. Once again, this is The Oasis for those who have an aversion to the left-right, black-white, two-dimensional approach. Absolutely delighted you could be with us. Well, as we've been discussing Communist Democrat New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mandani's plans to defund the police and remove private property rights will naturally kill public safety and commerce. So how is it he could ever hope to fulfill his promise of elevating the very lives he would consequently be batting down? It's as if we're supposed to respond to a push sign with a pull motion. This guy is the embodiment of the direct antithesis of all of his stated plans. You can't help people if you're removing their ability to attain the very goals you claim you want to facilitate. I mean, nothing could be more counterintuitive. This is bizarre. This is like a rotund diabetic waddling up to a pie-eating contest as a new fad diet. It just doesn't work. Anyway, we have assisting in the opining and analyzing. New friend of the show, Dr. Wanjiru Joya, scholar in residence for the Mises Institute, and here to chat with us about how erasing history is actually what's fueling today's socialist revolution, I guess, because what you miss from history, you're bound to repeat. Dr. Joya, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, a pleasure. Pleasure indeed. Am I overstating it when I point out that what we're looking here is something that's quite destructive to everyone's dreams? I mean, in my estimation, capitalism is the little guy's best weapon against both authoritarian government and, if you will, vulture capitalists. I mean, I'm talking about some of the super rich who don't want anyone to challenge their fiefdoms. So what they'll do is they'll work in concert with socialists and communists as a way to deny people the very kind of capitalism that would allow them to eventually rival these billionaires. Because conventional capitalism allows for the growth of wealth in a fashion that can't always be disciplined by either governments or vulture capitalists. Or am I seeing too much into this, Doctor?
No, that's correct. Capitalism is a system of individual liberty, voluntary exchange, private property rights, and just the idea that free people have a right to live their lives as they so choose, and that a man's home is his castle and fortress. So all these ideas that are essential to liberty and to free people. Now, the problem with the socialists, going with the example of Mamdani that you mentioned earlier, they're not judged by reference to whether what they're proposing will work. They're judged by their intentions, their stated intentions, and their announcement that they're very good people. I mean, if you listen to what people...
Oh, my God, Doc, you are tapping into what this show has been about for so many years, the idea that an agenda is never validated by its stated goals, and that's their formula. It's like born out of this 2,400-year-old ancient Athenian sophistry, wherein we're supposed to believe that the conclusion of somebody's claim validates their point versus showing the validation itself. Like they're using presuppositions masquerading as settled argument instead of showing how said arguments were ever factually settled. An agenda is never, ever validated by its stated goals, because really that's the job of the agenda, to validate itself by showing how it can achieve the stated goals in whose name it's been proffered. Otherwise, any schmuck can come up with any asinine agenda he, she, or they want simply by saying, here's my agenda, here's my lofty goals for mom, apple pie, and togetherness. Therefore, if you oppose my agenda, you're against mom, apple pie, and togetherness. No, schmuck. I just believe that you've not shown me how your agenda will bring me mom, apple pie, and togetherness. Or am I being too snarky, doctor?
Well, that's exactly it, because if you look at the people in New York who are supporting Mam Dani, and they're asked specifically, do you agree with price fixing? Do you agree that the minimum wage should rise? Do you agree that rents should be capped and that tenants shouldn't be able to be evicted? When they're asked all those specific questions, they say, no, I don't agree with any of that. And then they're asked, are you going to vote for him? They say, yes, I'm going to vote for him, even though he's proposing all these things I disagree with. Why? They say, oh, because, you know, he's so great, he's so charming, he's, you know, he's change, we all want change and progress. But they don't make any connection between the insane communist proposals that he's bringing in and their desire to vote for him so they can have change.
Oh, my God, and what about this rent? What about this rent freezing? When you do that, you cripple landlords, because if you disallow them to even raise the rent in accordance with the increased operation costs to which they're subjected, you are then ensuring a state-guaranteed destruction of your private possession, your private property. I mean, the government that doesn't allow you to compete, even as other organizations are able to ask more money of you, is a recipe for government takeover of the building. I mean, it's almost like by design. Let's ensure that these landlords are subjected to such onerous conditions that they'll have no choice but to abandon their properties, let the government take them over, and then we'll move on with our own agenda. Or am I being too cynical?
That's exactly what they do, and we've seen it play out so many times in history. People simply aren't going to put their properties on the market if they're not allowed to charge a market rent, and then they will all try to sell off. Nobody wants to buy rental properties, and then the government can step in and say, we'll provide everybody with housing. And this is how governments take over providing socialist housing. We saw it in the USSR, where the state provided everybody with housing, like literally almost
everybody. But then eventually it all falls apart, doesn't it, Doc? It all falls apart because you're not creating wealth. You're not creating the funds necessary for your formula to function. Let's face it, the only way wealth is created is through capitalism. Capitalism is nothing but the creating, selling, and buying of goods and services for the purposes of providing for wants and needs. If I do something well, or if I provide a product that resonates with the market, then I'm self-sufficient. If I do it so well that I can't keep up with demand, well, then that requires me to go and get help, which manifests itself into expanded employment, which allows there to be that many more people making that many more dollars, who then pay that many more tax revenue dollars into the treasury, which then helps support society's social safety net needs. But without market residents, you're not going to have an expansion of wealth. And without an expansion of wealth, all socialist constructs eventually fall apart. Do they not, Doctor?
Absolutely. And we've seen this so many times. Socialism simply doesn't work.
Just never works. Capitalism with social safety nets, yeah, that works. Socialism, communism, how many people have to starve, die, and be slaughtered before people catch on to this? Oh, my God. Just, right? Millions upon millions of people have suffered accordingly. Nobody wakes up. You're listening to The Alan Nathan Show.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. So please, consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-719-0433 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.